Hello.
Hey, good morning, Douglas. How are you doing today?
Try again.
Right. This is
Oh, now
Chase.
I can hear you.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Perfect, sir.
Go ahead.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am great, thank you very much. Actually, Madeline was speaking to you over the chat about your photo book on birds.
Yes.
Perfect. So, can you tell me more about it?
Well, okay. So, I'm a wildlife photographer. Basically, I'm a retired flight instructor, and I photograph animals and primarily birds, but other animals as well. I printed a book on the Pantanal animals, jaguars, birds, and so forth through Blurb. But, that wasn't much copy. It was mostly photos with captions and then, several pages of copy about it. But I want to do a. I live in the Skagit Valley in Northwest Washington, and I'm photographing lots of birds here, in particular snow geese, and right now I'm doing lots of work on owls, and I've got extraordinary photos of owls, and so I don't know quite where to aim it or how to do it, but I would like some professional input this time. And putting together the book, I could send you one of my other, my books on the Pantanal, if that would help. And I'd like to, start some kind of process to get it going. I'm also going to Costa Rica to photograph birds in April for a few weeks.
No, oh,
But I have lots of birds from Brazil and here in the Skagit Valley, and then in Costa Rica. That's what I'll be doing is birds. But anyway, so that's kind of it's. I know that's kind of nebulous, but that's kind of where I'm at.
Perfect, perfect. So far, just out of curiosity, how many pictures have you taken, and how many different species of bird?
Well, I've got thousands of pictures of birds, but I don't know how many thousands, but I've probably got, I don't know, 5,000 of owls, and maybe 4,000 of snow geese, and then various other animals of different types of birds as well, swans and lots of eagles,
All
and then
right,
lots
so
of herons, lots of herons.
perfect. I guess like it would be a huge number. So are you planning to add like all of these numbers into the photo book or maybe some of the
No,
selected ones?
maybe what I'm thinking of is, I don't know, maybe 60, 70 pages, 80 pages of one or several pictures on a page. The book I did through Blurb basically has one photo on each page and normally a caption on the photo. And it had hawks and herons and jaguars and capybaras and several different types of animals. But I find a lot of interest in it, that whenever I give away a book at my expense, I get somebody who wants to buy it, or some a friend they want to buy it for, and things like that. But it's never been any numbers of anything. I mean, but I would like to publish it in some way to get it in a market, because I think, but I
Because
don't know.
this type of things, like I've met with authors before, and of course photographers who do like wildlife photography and stuff like that, but just working on specifically on birds and in this type of variety, I guess people will be amazed to see, because I'm pretty sure there will be so many other birds that they haven't seen that or maybe seeing it for the first time. So I guess that would be a great option.
Yeah, yeah. So what kind of service do you provide, and what kind of money are we looking at and that sort of thing?
Okay, so if you talk about the process for the publishing process, right, how it works,
uh-huh.
We will assign you like a dedicated account manager who will help you out throughout the complete process. He or she will send you some questionnaire to fill out and submit your manuscript. Is the manuscript ready?
No.
Okay, if you want, we can help you with that too.
Yeah, you know, so I guess I wouldn't really call it a manuscript because it's visual mostly and not copy, although, you know, I could do it more like a...
Yeah, and I guess mostly the information that she will be putting down onto the book, it would be either the name of the bird, when you have taken the picture, and maybe the place where the picture was taken. I guess that would be it.
Yeah, and some of the birds that I did in Brazil, I mean, I did several pages of photos of the Jabiru stork. And then, you know, it's a 5-foot-tall bird. It's probably the biggest bird in South America. And I've got photos of it nesting with its chicks and catching fish. And it's just a huge bird. So I would put sort of natural history information about the bird on that sort of thing, you know, might be several paragraphs or something. But, and people see the photos and they're struck by it and they've never seen a bird like that. And then they want to read about what is it and, you know, that sort of thing. So some of it, you know, like I've got owls, I've been photographing owls and I've got them, you know, taking off, landing, flying by with a mouse, you know, eating a mouse, all kinds of different, hiding in the bushes, you know, different things. But a lot of them are pretty spectacular. And I've been a photographer all my life, and I think I've really kind of gotten a huge quality jump in the last couple of years as far as the images. And I'm not a bad photographer to begin with. So anyway, I'd be happy to send you an image or two to give you an idea of what we're talking about.
Of course, that would be great. You can send it to the chat if you like. Just drag and drop it onto the same chat that you were chatting on. And then I would be able to basically see it. And meanwhile, let me just go ahead and tell you the process if you like.
Okay.
All right. So if you talk about the process for the publishing perspective part, then how we do is that we will be guiding you through the process of selecting the most suitable distribution channels, including online retailers, the brick and mortar stores, and of course self-publishing platforms as well. On top of it, we will be going ahead and getting it done with the assistance to obtain the International Standard Book Number, which is the ISBN for your book, which is essential for distribution. And, of course, I'm pretty sure you know that part. And then if you talk about the printing option, then we will help you choose between print-on-demand or traditional printing option based on your preferences or maybe your budget, of course. And then if you talk about marketing and promotion, then we can help you. We'll guide you the process on marketing and, of course, getting it more buyers and getting it through to different people's hands as well, so by which your book could be increase the visibility and, of course, reach your target audience. However, throughout the entire process, our team will provide you personalized support and guidance to ensure like a seamless and, of course, a publishing journey. And we are committed for helping you to achieve your publishing goals and, of course, your book to the widest possible audience. I'm pretty sure this is your hobby to take the pictures for the book. But, of course, on the other hand, if you're trying to print it up, then that is for a reason so that people could know about you. And, of course, you could make some money out of it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I would like to get it distributed, and I'd like to not lose money on it, you know, if that's the right word. I'm sure the costs up front are, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, what would it take to break even on a project like this?
Okay, so how many pages are we talking about?
Well, let's say 75.
75. Let me just go. Let me send you the list of the packages, if that's fine.
Okay.
Just give me 1 minute. And you haven't sent me the picture. I was waiting for it because I
love
it.
Oh, I'm okay. Yeah. that's on my other computer in the other room, and my wife's on a business call.
That's
and
fine.
Maybe once we bring you on board,
yeah, we will be seeing a lot of them, so that's fine.
I've got my iPad in my hand. If I can somehow get in the chat from that, I can do it.
How about you send me an email through your iPad?
Okay, I can do that.
All right. So let me know if you're ready for my email. It is Chase at Webworth Lab.
Oh, just a minute. I'm not quite ready here. Oh, this is weird. Okay, I'll do it through my phone. Let's do it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'll just pick a couple of pictures.
Sure. And do you also keep birds as a pet?
No, I do not. No.
Because usually people who were working and, of course, taking pictures and living with them, they usually keep them in home as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure.
And is this your first book?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I got two photos selected just to give you an idea. So now who should I send it to?
You can send it to Chase, Chase.
Okay.
At the rate web, W-E-B, verse, V-E-R-S-E, lab, L-A-B dot com.
Web, verse, lab?
.com. And meanwhile, I'm just going ahead and sending you the link for the packages, okay?
Yeah.
So you
okay, I'm sending
help.
It now.
Okay.
I'll just send it as small files.
That's fine.
Yeah. Okay, I sent it.
All right. And I'll send you the packages, like one of my associates, Emma, has sent you that. If you click on the packages, if you scroll it down, you will see.
Now she sent me my message.
Sorry?
Because I didn't even give her. I haven't given anybody my email.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. I have sent you a message on a chat where you were chatting with Madeline onto the website.
Okay.
Do you see it?
I understand that. Is there a way I can get onto that chat in my iPad?
Yes, of course. Open up my website. Open up the website. It's. Let me know once you're ready.
Go ahead.
It's www.
Yep.
Dot lt.
Uh huh.
Dash writing. .com.
Okay. So should I hit chat now?
Yes, I guess Emma has sent you a message.
Yeah, Emma's here. Okay, it says, hey, Douglas.
All right, perfect. So.
Okay, and then I got the writing packages.
Exactly. Click on that. And I've just got your.
Okay.
just got, oh my God, the pictures are great.
Well, those are not particularly the best ones offhand. Those are just two quick ones, but I've got all kinds of them of that quality or better.
Of course, of course. And I guess that you did have made some color corrections onto it, or are these raw images?
No, they've been edited. They've been color corrected or whatever.
Perfect,
yeah.
Perfect, perfect. Love them. All right. Now, once you open up the link, let me know. If you come down,
yep,
you will see book writing, book editing, book marketing, and book publishing. I guess right now you need the help just for the publishing part, because you don't need the writing part of the book. And, of course, the editing would, of course, not be there. It's just the pictures, the name, and
okay. When
the picture on that part. So click on book
okay.
publishing.
Okay.
Once
Got
you
it.
Click on that, you will see four packages, basic, silver, gold, and platinum. You see it?
Uh-huh, yeah.
All right, I want you to read the gold plan first of all.
Okay. I don't know what IPS is or page. Is that page or pay creation?
Yes, page
creation.
So IPS is basically like International Patching System. It is basically a file format, which usually required for images, or maybe it could also basically have some sort of things which needs to be approved for different distributors to have it published on their platform. So we will be working
mm-hmm.
according to that format.
Okay.
And in this package, the book will be published in ebook, paperback, and hardcover. And we will make sure to make it available on all six platforms, which is Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Waterstone, Apple Books, Kobo, and, of course, Lulu.
Okay, so if you were to do that and it's on those platforms,
mm-hmm.
do I have to – what is my involvement past that? I mean, do they just order and it's fulfilled and I just get a check, or how's that work?
Exactly. So we don't keep like royalties. You have 100% royalties for your book. Whatever the money
uh-huh.
is, the book's basically been making up, you're basically getting 100% profit out of it. So how it works, let's just say that if you have accounts, do you have accounts on these platforms like Amazon, Barnes & Noble and everything like that, or no?
Well, I have an Amazon account that I purchase things through.
Okay.
Is that what you mean?
Yes, that is one of the accounts, but we have to create your publisher account. We have to create your author account, in which we will create your profile. We will have to have a picture of you, and, of course, the bank
mm-hmm.
details, which will be linked with each particular platform, so that the books that are being sold out from these platforms could directly be transacted into your bank account. So we will set up all of that, and that is a part of this particular package, so which means you don't have to do nothing, but just to provide us information and let us know what changes and revisions you want in the book so that we could be complete.
Okay. Now, when you say it includes paperback and hardcover, is that actually printed, or is that just available to be printed?
It's available for the printed, because this is something which we'll be going ahead and doing the publishing part. But, of course, the formats will be set up for hardcover, for paperback. And then if you need the printing services as well, then we can help you with that part too. But in this package, we will be sending you a copy of two or three, just to basically for you to check out the quality, how the quality looks like. And then, of course, if you like to give like bulk order for printing, you can let us know and we can work on that too.
Okay. All right.
All right, so this is one of the package, and why I've basically suggested you this package, because the actual price for this package was $3,999, and in this package, we will be going ahead and designing your cover, the book cover as well. It gives you the author central page creation, which means we will be creating your particular page in which all of the books and all of the pages will be created on that part. On top of it, it will give you the distribution online with unlimited revisions, which means all of these platforms are always available for you. value. But of course, let's just say that if your book is doing good on all the six other platforms, then we will be going ahead and publishing it on different particular platforms as well. But of course, that is after your approval. If you wanted to launch it like internationally, not only in US, in other states as well, in Canada, in the UK, we can go ahead and we can do that. Because of course, people love animal, so I would suggest you to go ahead and do that. And in this plan, that is something which is given to you.
Okay.
Now, to make it more better, as you're writing it for the first time, instead of $1,999, you're simply going to go ahead and make it $1,500 flat for you, which is a one-time fee, no monthly, no yearly charge, nothing like that. And 100% refunded back would be given to you if in case you're not satisfied with the quality.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, I understand you'd like to sell it to me today at this moment. I'd like to talk to my wife about it first. I would like to do this. I'm pretty sure I think this would be helpful. So let me talk some more here. So would I just send you the images and you would create a book from those? Or
exactly. That's how it works. We will be sending us the pictures like you sent me right now in an email. But, of course, as you're talking about 50, 70 pages, so you will be having, like, each page, I'm pretty sure, will contain, like, three pictures. Is that right? Or maybe two pictures just to make it look more better.
Well, I'd say some would be one picture, some might be three. I don't know. I mean,
yes.
That would...
But on one particular page, you could have up to two pictures. But if you go ahead with three pictures, we have to shorten the size. So I guess... Over here, we are talking about showing the world, the wildlife, the nature, and, of course, the birds. So I guess two pictures at one particular page would be more than enough. But if you're keeping one picture on one page, that would be even more better. We could have it put it like landscape-wise or portrait-wise, whatever the picture is preferred.
Uh-huh.
But each revision that we are making, whatever we are doing the change, you will be the part of the process every single day. You will approve one step, then we'll move in about to the next step so that you could be satisfied at the end. Because if you are happy with the book, then for sure your customers will be.
So how long does this process normally take?
All right. So in 48 to 72 hours, we will be going ahead and creating a design, a book cover for you, which is the first step. And meanwhile, we will request you to send us the pictures, whatever things you were having on that part. Once the book cover is designed, we will go ahead and start formatting the book according to the parameters and posting your particular pictures, showing you the draft and everything about it, that this is how the book will look like. So if you talk about roughly, in total, like in 2 to 3 weeks, the complete thing would be done, depending on how fast are you responding us.
Yeah, okay. Wow, okay. So I've got a lot of photos to go through to figure out how many. Now, okay, let's say I sent you 150 photos, but you could use 75 or 100 or whatever you wanted to out of those.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, would you just edit it to what you think is best, or would I edit it and say I want everything published that I'm sending you?
Exactly. I guess that would be ideal because you are the one who have clicked the pictures. Maybe my choice is different than yours. So you have to let me know that which pictures are better, so by which we could work on that. But, of course, being a third person, we can surely suggest you that either this picture would look like better or this one would look like better, so by which we could segregate all of that. We will be working with you. We will be having a team. A dedicated project manager will be assigned to you. So she or he will be going ahead and helping you out throughout the process so that you're comfortable, you're happy with the file, you're happy with the process, and that's how we can work for longer run in future as well.
Okay. So I'm looking at this thing, and it says 5 images/illustration. What does that mean?
That is some sort of images or illustrations, which we will go ahead and create it for you. Either you could utilize it onto your book cover, on the last page of your book, anything you would like to basically portray, anything you would like to discuss about it, we can go ahead and we can create a custom image or a custom illustration for yourself.
Oh, I see. In addition to the photos.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Well, what I'd like to do is discuss this with my wife. Mm-hmm. And could we speak maybe tomorrow?
See, we can go ahead and we can speak tomorrow because right now over here at my site, my shift just basically started off, and I will be in the office for another like 5-6 hours. The discount of $500 is available till today's end, so you already have like 5-6 hours. I would love to give you a call back tomorrow, but I'm not sure if I will be able to give you the same particular deal or not. But you can talk to your wife today, meanwhile. And how about if we speak after 3-4 hours? Maybe before I go, I can give you a call back, or you can come back to the chat. You already got my email. You can send me an email that you're ready to roll. And if your wife has any questions, any concerns, she can let me know and I can help her as well. But I'm pretty sure we're good to go.
Okay.
Everything is mentioned over there because I just really want you to get the discount. Why? Because you will be the first client for the day. So that's why that is the $500 discount coupon, which we can apply to make it from $2,000 to $1,500, which is a one-time fee, including everything.
Okay, I understand. Okay. All right. Well, let's talk in 3 or 4 hours then.
Perfect. And meanwhile, if you have any questions, any concern, my name is Chase. I'm available on the chat. I'm available on the email. You can just give me a call. You can come to the chat. You can ask anyone to connect you with me, and I will be there for you.
Okay. Okay, Chase, so tell me a little bit about your company. Are you all freelancers, or are you working out of a big office in New York City, or what
See,
is the company like?
we are not like freelancers, so the company has been existing since 4 to 5 years, and the company does not only do the book writing stuff, the company do take care for mobile applications, marketing, and of course other part as well. This is one of the sister company of many other companies that are basically being directed towards it. You can check our online reviews as well. You can go to Google, you can go to any particular Trustpilot, anywhere where you would like to basically see. You would see people are seeing and selling good things about us because we believe in one thing, that if we give you good service, then for sure you will give us more business in the future, and that's the whole idea. So we're not freelancers. We have two offices. One is in U.S. and the other one is in Canada.
Where in Canada?
In Toronto.
And where's the one in the U.S.?
If you talk about the U.S. office, then we have like two particular offices, right? So we have one office which is at Old Orchard Road, which is at Skokie, right? And then the other is in New York.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that sounds good. I will read through your website more and let's talk this afternoon.
Perfect. And meanwhile, if you're still on the chat, I'm going ahead and I'm telling Emma to basically send you the links for the reviews part and everything as well, so that you could basically see it as well. And I'll talk to you in the next either 4 hours, okay? But if you make your decision
Okay.
before, you can just come back to the chat or send me an email and I'll call you myself.
Okay. That sounds great. Thanks, Chase.
No problem, sir. Pleasure speaking to you.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Hi, babe.
I'm sorry I should have gone to Westy.
No, it's fine.
What are you doing?
Well, I've been talking with a publisher, a book thing that do one on birds, and anyway, I might want to do it.
Cool.
It's like $1,500.
Okay.
Which is today only. You know, it's $19.99 normally, and that's discounted from their 30. You know, it's always sale stuff. But he's going to call me back.
But you would do birds, not the pensional?
I would do birds, yeah. And what I would do is submit the photos that I want published to them, and they would organize it by page, one on a page, two on a page, whatever they thought, and submit it back to me for approval and changes and work through it. And
okay, and then what happens?
Well, they get it all set up for publishing. Amazon, Barnes, and lots of different publishers, and they get the printing formats all done for paperback, hardback, ebooks. They get the IBSN number. They set it up so it can be done in Europe as well as the U.S. They do cover design, and then five illustrations or images that they would do. Not my photos, but maybe, I don't know, logos or things. And they would take my photo and do a page about me, probably, or a cover, or so, you know, the back or whatever.
And then how much does it cost once you get the book? Like, will people still have to pay $100 to get your book?
Well, it depends on how many pages and all of that sort of thing. So that I can't really tell you. And he can't really tell me yet. But
well, I think you'd need to do is give them a goal. I want this book to sell for under $40.
Okay.
And that way they could tell you what it needs to how it needs to be structured page-wise. You can't have a picture of a seagull on one whole page or whatever. You've got to have four photos on each page or whatever.
Yeah.
So, or I want it to sell for under $60 or whatever you think is reasonable.
Yeah.
So you might want to do a little research on Amazon and Barnes & Noble around what do birds and what do books sell for.
Yeah.
So, well, your today only will be there whenever.
Oh, I know.
If you decide you want to be there, put it on the air card.
No. Yeah. No. Why would I do that?
Well, because I'm working so much and it just got worse.
Oh, no. What happened now?
Well,
buddy?
Nothing happened. It's just that the things that I thought were going to be over the phone are not really over the phone with Central Lincoln.
Well, actually, you're going to charge them for your time.
I'm charging them $18,000.
Okay. Anyway, I sort of put him off. I said, he's going to call back in 3 or 4 hours. But I told him I had to talk to you and this and that. Well, the $500 might not be available tomorrow. And this.
Okay, well, I'll take my risk then.
Yeah. And
bullshit.
That's fine. Yeah.
They're just trying to sell stuff. Bowie, oh, my God. Bo's been smoking pot out in the garage.
What's he doing?
He's like, why are you people talking? I should be sleeping.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, my God, he's like this. You can't even keep your eyes open. Oh, my goodness. Oh, now he's opened his eyes. You watch him for a second. Now he's watching you now. Oh, my goodness. Bowie.
Oh, excuse me.
Oh, now his eyes are open. He's awake now. He wonders what's going on. Hey, bow tie. Yeah, I got to go through my schedule again. I have to go to Central Lincoln twice. I knew I was going to have to. I just
Yeah.
Thought maybe I was going to be able to get away with it, but I'm not. Yeah, I've already had them on my, they're already on my list for, you know, for work. But I thought some of it was going to be in person. It's a really long drive. But that's what Becky's for. I think we're going to go south to the, she wants to go to the wood fireplace store.
Okay.
Do you want to go?
No.
Okay. So I think I'll go do that if she wants to go now. That way I can just stop worrying about this for a minute.
Okay.
Get myself kind of stressed out.
So, you thought you were, what is the, is this the interviews you thought were going to be over the phone or now going to be in person?
I knew they should be in person.
Okay. Well, if it, you figure out if you have time to put it in, babe. You're the one that.
No, I already committed to this.
Oh. Okay.
It's the two guys don't mind. Yeah, I don't have time. If I was working a job every day and, you know, like I always worked or I worked all day and weekends and traveled all the time, and I mean, that's kind of where I'm getting to.
Yeah.
You know, where I start having dreams about, you know, nightmares about forgetting my materials. Like, I drank last night, I forgot my materials, and I was playing music and trying to get them to dance around while I tried to, because I went to Boise and I didn't have any materials with me. You know, that's starting.
Yeah. Oh, baby.
So, you know, and I mean, I am, you know, just bullshitting my way through this. I mean, I know what it needs to be, but I'm not an expert at strategic planning.
Well, hey, maybe you should read a book or two or something.
Well, no, I mean, I have. Yeah. I mean, but, and I can look stuff up. But in terms of, you know, I've done strategic planning, strategic objectives and stuff with different groups, but it's not like, you know, this is something that I've spent my whole career trying
to
figure out.
No.
I mean, it's fine, but, you know, I start to stress out a little bit about it. Hello.
I sent you more birds, honey.
Okay. Well, I think that if you want to do that publication thing and, you know, you want to do that, I think it's great.
Okay. Well, I think it'll spur me to do it and get it done right.
Well,
and
I really love the idea of you putting things in a book but, you know, you print them out, we put them up, it's $30 or whatever it is, and then, they're here on the wall, which is great. But I think what we found is that people like flipping through your book.
Yeah.
And whether or not if your goal, think about what your goal is. Is your goal to make money? Is your goal to have your photos seen? Is your goal to be able to, really showcase your work and you think about what you're, because depending on what your goal is, you know, you make this a low cost to produce, so then you can sell more. But if you want it to be a showcase of your work, then that looks potentially different. So I would think about what your what your goal is. And I'm all for it. As long as you know what your goal is and you work toward that, as opposed to, well, let's just see what happens. 1500 isn't a ton, but it's still plenty of money.
Well, I think I'd like to showcase that. I'd like to be it to be a reasonable price so that it could sell and at least recoup the costs of doing this stuff. If it made money, that'd even be better, but, you know.
Well, and then you'll be published.
Yeah. So I'm going to pursue it, I think. And
now, did you just pick these guys out of the air?
Yeah, more or less. So I just went online.
You might want to check with a couple more. You know, look on Amazon and see if they actually, you can do it directly with them, or, you know, see what else is.
Yeah.
There are two.
Okay.
You know, because this guy clearly is a sales guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, okay, baby. Well, I think it's awesome.
Okay, and I'll be ready for our game playing at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
So, on this game, do you own the game? You do? That's great.
Well, no. I told her it was for a class.
Yeah.
I didn't tell her that I get, you know, I do this class over and over and over again. So we just won't talk about that. I think that if you run the game and you charge for the game, then you have to pay her a royalty. But this isn't rocket science.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm buying all the stuff, and it's part of a class. It, who knows, I may never use it.
Yeah. Well, I think it's cool.
But what I want to get from her is, all right, I have these pages. I have all this stuff. How is it supposed to be set up, and then how does it run? And I just want to make sure I go through that with her once.
Yeah.
And with both of us here at them.
No, oh, that's great, babe. Well, have fun.
Good.
You're going with Sal?
Yeah.
Okay.
already had announced that we were going to not run for re-election. Why leave now when there's a vacancy with already very narrow majority for your party?
Yeah, to me, it's important we get in the mix of this election cycle and start talking about the issues that people recognize are such a problem right now.
You know, my colleague Melanie Minota is reporting that there is such tension among House Republicans that many of the parties are going to a retreat that they have been in this year. Is that tension part of why you're leaving so quickly?
I think this place is dysfunctional. For example, I am the number one ranking member of the Judiciary Committee. I think that's my question. 40, 50 people do not vote for me.
That's going to be personal.
And it's just pretty interesting that was not put in his final report, but rather this year job on the president's memory.
So, Francois, while other Democrats would also question her his intentions, they pointed out the fact that he's a registered Republican to a term, repeatedly responded he did not have any political calculations, any political interference when it came to writing this report. Swallow also asked her, for example,
Side in the warm issue, standing out in the cold.
You can't rock the body. You don't have the heaven.
You have multiple signs to touch it. You
can be another disaster. Treat the avoidance. Repeat that same day. That's a problem. Okay. That's the same word he said.
That's what they're trying to do. AQ laid it all out on the Manchester Protocol. Second, you're saying, great torture.
This is doesn't make it. I read the end of bar, died, Captain Collins, some native nerd. He ran out of program. Weak deprivation, more and more, and stressed his fat out of thought. He specifically threatened to have Bobby's mother, certificate mother, have a rape out on the detainee. And it is all documented. Systemic, OSD, blue, got a month of sign the top. What they've done here is reprehensible.
I don't want to hear another word about the team. Your job, bring charges. on the churches.
Sir, I don't do prosecute this case. Christian, as a lawyer.
Don't make this think you're any better than the rest of
us. I don't think I've ever been anybody else. That's the point. Now, we also know what to defend the Constitution. At the very least, we are miles away from that. There's nothing on the island. Not really got much to say. Thank you, Lynn.
I want to thank you.
Well,
yes,
well, I think it's just some sort of worse.
I think
it's right in there. I think God pays for it.
You know, I'm debating why they built the camp down there.
I wonder about that.
Some of these families that were trying to set up a course. Taylor. My friend, he's
done stuff like that. Yeah, it's actually pretty much. It's just like the translation. But there's not a lot.
Thank you.
becoming I agree on finance. And that work?
We know not to trust him. We know the law is corrupt. We know the government uses fear to follow us. And when I moved to Germany, I was hearing for the first time I was seeing a crazy person who did not get it. Where they believe the law. Because we have so many people. America is. Even the more tangy I would have for law and order out of that period. How that first drive was unfathomable. That happened because they trusted in American justice. Never. Never did I believe I would be taken a prisoner without trial. And that United States of America would use fear and terror to control. All my time here, I've been told, you are a hero. You are a hero. Not for something that I have done on, but I have been proven. But because of suspicion and association. If you have a problem with the United States of America, you will have that problem forever. My captor cannot forgive me for something that I have never done. I am trying to. I want to. That is what Allah, my God, wants. For which reason, I do not hold to that. It has a word for freedom and a word for forgiveness. It's the same thing. This is how even it exists. I can. There's your dialogue. Now, really? I'm scared of nothing. And I hope I can.
I believe this court has got to follow. Okay. So, whatever you decide, boss, I can't stand it. Hey, doctor. Hey, doctor. I won my game. I'm going home. Are you ready? Thank you.
Lady from Vermont is recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Special Counsel Hurd, for being here today. I know it's been hours and hours, and I really appreciate you staying to the bitter end here.